and welcome back to Surviving Me, the podcast where survival meets self-respect. Today's episode is for the givers, honey. The ones who show up, who check in, who hold the friendship together, even when their own cup is running low. This is for the people who were taught that love means doing more, even when it's not mutual. And today, I'm saying it plain and clear, reciprocity or nothing. Because I'm no longer pouring into people's cups who don't even notice when my cup is empty. And let's get real, y'all. There comes a moment when you stop ignoring that quiet ache in your chest, the one that whispers, why am I always the one reaching out? Why do I keep giving to people who wouldn't even notice if I went silent? Now, I know that's deep and that's something to really think about, because a lot of the times, a lot of relationships we have in our life, we realize we are the ones that's holding it together. If we didn't do half the things that we do to maintain a relationship, would the relationship still be here? You really got to sit and ask yourself that, because I feel like if you could sit and think about relationships in your life, and you'd be like, you think about this one particular relationship, and you'd be like, if I was to stop doing half the stuff that I've been doing in this relationship since we became whatever we became, would this relationship still be? And if your answer is no, then that's, you need to do some reevaluating, because the hard truth is some of us learn to overfunction in relationships because we feared abandonment. We thought our consistency would convince people to stay. We thought our care could make someone match us. But here's the thing. Reciprocity is not something you earn. It's something that should be given freely. I shouldn't have to earn for you to treat me how I treat you. I never heard no crap like that. Last time I checked, the golden kindergarten rule is you treat others the way you want to be treated. So if I'm treating you with respect and I'm showing you love and I'm pouring into you and I'm checking in and I'm doing everything that you will want a person to do if they claim that they care about you, but you couldn't even do it for me, what does that mean? Like, for real, what does that mean? Because, like, what? I shouldn't have to earn you caring about me how I care about you. You should just do it because I care about you and I've been showing you I care about you. I'm pouring into you. I'm doing whatever I need to do to show you this, and you can't even do the same. That's crazy. Because I used to think that loving hard meant giving more, proving more, being available even when I was emotionally drained. And the sad part, I didn't even expect reciprocity. That's really the sad part. Like, I never thought, like, oh, I'm doing this. I expect them to do it. I just was doing it because that's just who I am as a person. That's what I give. When I love hard. I'm not loving hard so you could love me harder. I'm loving hard because this is just who I am. It's in my soul. It's my personality. But it wasn't until you start having relationships in your life that you start to question, like, hold on. While this is who I am and this is how I show I care and this is how I show my love, it's crazy how this person is telling me that they care about me, they love me, or whatever the case may be. But if it all comes down to it, do they really show it? People think that just saying some shit is enough. No, baby. I need that action, okay? I'm gonna need that action every single time. Because, as I've been saying, if you haven't already, make sure to follow my personal page, because I be on there chatting, okay? I be giving some behind-the-scenes moments. I give my little 1-2-1-2. Anyway, just tap in on a personal page. I didn't expect reciprocity, but I definitely did hope for it. Like, in the back of my mind, you just hope people would treat you how you want to be treated. They would love you how you want to be loved. They pour into you how you want to be poured into. But the sad reality is you may have some relationships in your life that won't do that. And that hurt. That realization does hurt. But I also realized that overgiving is a trauma response. It's how we try to control the outcome. If I give enough, they'll stay. If I show up perfectly, they'll love me back. All those type things are trauma responses. But let me tell y'all something. You can give someone the softest part of you and they'll still take it for granted if they're not capable of giving it back. It never mattered about what you do. If that person is just not capable of loving you how you want to be loved, pouring into you how you want to be poured into, there is nothing you could do, there's nothing you could say that would make that person do that. And you just have to realize that. It's a hard realization, y'all. Y'all know it's hard. And I call myself the biggest crybaby. So for me, it's definitely even harder because shit, it be hurting my feelings. I mean, standing on business is hard for me because I'm such a like, oh my God, let's fix this type of person. But I'm in this era in my life that honestly, like I just said, sometimes you could do everything. You could say everything. You can literally give people a GPS. I'm talking about the exact direction and they'll still bust a left. They will still bust a left. And that right there is why I had to realize that, you know what? I'm not about to keep explaining what I need. I'm not about to keep telling people how to love me. I'm not about to keep overdoing shit hoping people would do it back. It's either reciprocity or nothing. I give to you, you give to me. I pour into you, you pour into me. It's just that simple. Because we deserve love that meets us. Not love you have to chase. Not love you have to explain. Not love you have to earn. Because when love is mutual, you don't have to beg for effort. You don't have to remind them you matter. You don't have to question if they care. Let's normalize not only expecting reciprocity, but walking away when it's not there. Yeah, so we're going to start expecting people to care for us how we care for them. And when they show us it's not there, there's no more trying to make them see it. We out of there every time. Throw up them deuces, y'all. Throw up them deuces. So jumping right into the letter to the listener, to the version of you that keeps giving out of habit, this is your reminder. You don't have to keep proving that you're enough. You don't have to keep showing up for people who don't show up for you. You deserve to be loved in return. You deserve energy that pours back into you. You deserve rest and peace and connections that doesn't come with conditions. Yeah, honey, that was deep. Let me say it again. You deserve connections that doesn't come with conditions. And when I say conditions, that's going into like, okay, we got this connection, but we only had this connection because I do this. That's a condition. A connection should just be connection. It should just flow freely. So protect your softness. Protect your standards. Protect the healed version of you that finally knows. Reciprocity is the bare minimum. Okay? It's the least people can do. So if this episode calls something out in you, tag survivingme_ on Instagram and share your favorite moment. Subscribe to the Glow Letter on Substacks for this week's message on mutual energy. Follow my personal page at _princess_shortness_ so you can tap in with the IG channel. Join the fam, y'all. Join the fam. And leave a rating plus a comment to help more people find this healing. Until next time, no matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. And stop begging, stop overgiving, and keep surviving you. I'll see y'all next episode. Battle the silence, I've wrestled the shame. Faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for show. It's deeper than deep. I'm surviving.